Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. At a request of Representative Nash, he thinks it would be beneficial for the public for us to engage in a roll call of the committee to determine who is here. And so I would ask the committee legislative assistant to take the role of the committee.
Chair Winkler. Representative Agbaje.
Present.
Representative Cal Barr.
Present.
Representative Kurt Dowd.
Present.
Representative Barb Haley.
Present.
Representative Kelly Herr.
Present.
Representative Sydney Jordan.
Present.
Representative Leon Lilly.
Present.
Representative Jamie Long.
Present.
Representative Rena Moran.
Present.
Representative Jim Nash.
Present.
Representative Ann New Brindley.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pawlowski.
Present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Present.
All members are here.
Thank you, Ms. Vang. I was going to call you New. Thank you, Ms. Vang. So the first item on the agenda is the minutes for January 20th, 2021. And I wonder if Representative Agbaje has had a chance to review them.
Yes, I've reviewed the minutes and I so move them.
Any discussion to that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Pryor.
I was present in the meeting. I apologize that my sound was not there in time.
Representative Pryor, we will have the committee legislative assistant note your presence in the meeting, and I'm sure Representative Agbaje incorporates that amendment into her motion to approve the minutes.
Yes.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as it amended, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. The only item on the agenda today, members, is a discussion of House Resolution 1. And the discussion that we have had offline regarding the language of the resolution and its purpose has yielded, I think, an opportunity to do some additional work to find further agreement. But what I'd like to do today is have Representative Long present the resolution and then have the committee discuss the resolution and determine whether it is something that we can go forward with today on a bipartisan basis or whether it is something that requires a bit more work to get something that is closer to a bipartisan resolution. That's my goal, is for this committee to actually have a conversation about it after Representative Long has presented his resolution. So, Representative Long, I will ask you to present on resolution. There is no motion before us at this time, but the resolution is now yours to discuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be very brief. I think the resolution speaks for itself, but the goal in bringing forward the resolution is to give opportunity for members of the legislature to be on the record standing up for democracy and for the rule of law and against the attack that we saw on the U.S. Capitol and the threats that we've seen against state capitals. So that's the goal. Our intent is to try to make it a resolution that can be broadly supported. We tried to include some of the language that was in the public statement from many of the members on the other side of the aisle. And we've tried to keep it factual and neutral in an attempt to make it a resolution that we can all support. So that is the intent, and I'd be happy to take any questions from members.
Questions or discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dowd.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the bringing the resolution forward, and I think there was some interaction with some members of our caucus about what might go into this, and I think this even is a second version of what I have seen personally. I do appreciate, and I think it is important for us to take a strong stand against violence in all forms. You know, obviously, I think our one of our greatest rights as citizens of our country is the ability to protest and dissent and do that peacefully. And I think we need to speak out when it crosses the line and it's no longer peaceful. So I do appreciate that in this. I do think, though, that there are some problems with this resolution. Number one, I think it goes into some election stuff. I fully understand that, President Biden is the president. I have stated that all along, that he was going to be as he was the president-elect. I'm not, contesting results of the election, but, this actually makes some statements that I think we do not have the expertise nor the responsibility to come to those conclusions, nor have we had hearings taking information on those specific, I would go to lines 2.18 to 2.20, where it says that we support the full certification of all electoral college votes by the United States Congress. I'm not sure exactly what's intended there. I think we can speak to what happens here in Minnesota, but we have not had hearings on these elections in other states, nor is it our responsibility to determine whether those are accurate or not. That responsibility lies with Congress. They did that. They had the hearings. Members of Congress were allowed to submit objections. They debated those objections if they had a member from each body. And then ultimately, they voted to accept all of those electoral college votes. That's not our job, nor do we have the expertise, nor have we had the hearings or the debate or any of that stuff. So I think this goes a little bit beyond just condemning violence to, kind of saying that we think every election in every state was fair. That's I'm not saying they weren't fair. I'm just saying it's not our job to determine that those were fair. That was Congress's job, and Congress did that. And I accept what Congress, the results that they came up with. But this is not an uncommon thing, right? I think each of the last Republican presidents have had objections from certain members of Congress to the certification of electoral votes. What happened this year was not uncommon as far as an objection to electoral votes. That's very, very common in Congress. But we are not the ones who do that. So I really question whether that should be in here. And I don't know that members of our caucus are likely going to feel very comfortable saying that we accept the full certification of all these electoral votes. That's not our job. It's not our responsibility. Nor have we done any sort of discovery through hearings or any other way to decide for ourselves or make that determination that they were either fair or not fair. That's not our determination to make. So I think that's one flaw. There may be others. My caucus did sign onto a letter very early on denouncing unequivocally the violence in Washington, D.C. We did that because we wanted to take a strong stand against it. So we really feel like we have done that. I think we are very open to supporting something like this, but I think we'd want to see some minor, what I think would probably be minor changes to get it to a point where I think we all could support it.
Representative Long, you want to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Dowd. I think that amendment is taken in the friendly way in which it was offered. The intent behind that provision was not to suggest that folks didn't have questions with any other election, but it was to, I think, hopefully put some context behind the electoral certification process and the reason that a number of individuals did storm the Capitol. But I think it's a fair point that we should be focused on the Minnesota elections. And so I would be happy to support an amendment on the floor to take out those three lines. And with regard to the discussion about violence, I think in our view, and my speaking personally, condemning the violence is important, but I don't think we can ignore the motivation behind the violence, which was a historic probably the first time that I'm aware of in the country's history attempts to interrupt the free and fair transition of power in a democratic process by stopping the constitutional certification of votes. And so I think that has to be a part of the resolution to stand up for our democracy and to say that we support our system of government.
Representative Dowd?
Yeah, thank you. I actually don't personally object to anything like that. I think, I think we can all say that we support that transition of power peacefully and that we would stand up against any unjust attempts to overthrow our government or prevent that peaceful transition of power. I'm personally not against any sort of language like that. I think that's just kind of common sense, but I just don't want us going beyond into, you know, and I actually am okay with the language in, is it 2.15 to 2.17 that deals with the Minnesota election? I'm okay with that. I mean, I support the certification of our Minnesota electoral votes. I just don't know if we could go beyond that. And I will tell you, I just actually personally received this a few minutes before session or before our here. So I would want to read through it. But I think if you want to get something that has bipartisan support, I think you can get there. But I think there are a few things that need to be changed. And I just wanted to bring that one example, and I'll continue to read and listen to other people's questions and comments as well.
Representative Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a couple of questions and comments here. 2.21 to 2.22, or specifically 2.22, condemns the attacks on our constitutional democracy. We're not a constitutional democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Nowhere in either of our founding documents, any of our founding documents, is the word democracy used. Just because we use a democratic process to determine who our representatives are or our leaders are does not make us a democracy. A democracy is as different from a republic as night and day is, and I would hope that the author would change that to democracy to republic, or change the language to show that it's a democratic process as opposed to a constitutional democracy, whichever the author is comfortable with.
Representative Barr, why don't you proceed with your other, did you have other comments?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can finish the rest of it. As Representative Dowd had said, mentioned like 2.25 to 2.9 or 2.25 to 2.9, we're talking about all of these other states, and I would like to just see this dialed into a more Minnesota process, you know, what we can actually do. The certification electoral, as Representative Dowd mentioned, the certification electoral college, we have absolutely no control over that. Yes, condemning the violence, there's multiple things that could be added to this. When we caucused this last night, there was tons of different things that have happened in the last year that could be brought into this. The 1.9, the police officer that was murdered by a mob, defined mob. Is that the same thing that we had in this summer in Minneapolis? Is that the same? I mean, there's some very vague terms in here, like mob breached. If we could dial some of this in just a little bit tighter and keep it just to what we as a legislative body in Minnesota have some kind of jurisdiction over, I would find that I would really like to see something like that. And that'll conclude my comments, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Barr. Representative Long, your response?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Barr. I hear your point on constitutional republic. I think if you polled most Minnesotans and asked if we lived in a democracy, they would say yes. I think that's a common understanding of our system of government. With regard to the use of the word mob, we did try to find a word that was as neutral and widely used as possible. That's a word that Senator Mitch McConnell has used to describe the group. It's a word that most press outlets have used to describe the group. So that was our attempt to try to find as neutral and descriptive a word as we could.
I also think part of the point of this resolution, Representative Barr, is to specifically have one democratically elected body, the Minnesota House of Representatives, take a position with respect to the disruption of the democratic process in Washington, D.C., using armed groups of people to intentionally disrupt it. So it is not an attempt to talk about all violence. It is a attempt to talk about the specific actions that took place in Washington, D.C., and to state firmly as a state body that we reject it and we see it as dangerous. So your comments are, I think, are fair in certain respects, and I share and I agree that Representative Doubts are fair in certain respects as well, but we don't want to get away from the fact that it is a specific set of circumstances that we are responding to in this resolution. And I have Representative Nash next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to echo both what Representative Dowd and Representative Barr said. Some of the things in here, I believe, if this is to eventually get entered into the Journal of the House and have students look at this 20 some odd years from now, I think we'd like to write it a little more tightly. I think, whether Representative Long wants to say that the common usage of the word democracy is what everybody believes, it's just not the fact. And if we're going to try to be really accurate and create something that will stand the test of time, I believe that would be something that we certainly want to correct. But, you know, I think that there are some things in here that if you're expecting bipartisanship, working with the minority is certainly a step in the right direction to do so. And I would hope that Representative Long had alluded to an amendment on the floor. Well, I don't believe that the floor is the proper place to amend this if it's going to be brought forward. And I believe I gathered from what you are planning for the pathway of this is it's going to be laid over or it's going to be held in committee and worked on. If that's the intent is to create a bipartisan support for this, our side of the aisle has already condemned the actions over there. So if we're truly looking to create a strong voice out of the Minnesota House of Representatives, certainly working with the minority party would be appropriate first step. I know, having talked about this in our own caucus, that this was not something that we support. Many of us made personal statements and we signed on to a letter decrying this. So if the goal is to be bipartisan, then perhaps we should work bipartisan in a bipartisan manner.
Representative Nash, I'll respond briefly and then turn to Representative Long. Bipartisan is good as long as you are not so compromising your principles for the sake of having the other party on board. And I think that goes both directions. So it's not to be bipartisan alone, but to make a clear statement in a way that we think most members of the Minnesota House of Representatives should be able to find acceptable. And Representative Long, why don't you go ahead?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Nash, thank you for the comment. As Representative Dowd mentioned, we did reach out to a number of members ahead of time. We didn't have time to talk to everybody. And we did take some of that feedback into account in the resolution that we offered and made edits to previous drafts that we had and are certainly open to feedback such as Representative Doubts about specific provisions.
And Mr. Chair.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Representative Long, I guess I don't know who all you reached out to on our side, but I've been the lead on elections now, the prior biennium, and I'm lead on state government finance that has elections underneath it. And I don't remember receiving any communication from you, which, if we're going to be talking about elections issues, certainly I don't have to be the only one you consult, but I might actually, have a placeholder on your list of folks to talk to. So, I would recommend that you go back to the drawing board or edit this. If the goal is to create a bipartisan voice in this document, we've raised some concerns. I think that if that is your end goal to send a message that carries on in perpetuity, then it might be wise to consult and get the buy-off of the minority.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm hopeful that that's what we're trying to accomplish here is have that dialogue and conversation, and certainly open to specific comments or feedback if you have them, Representative Nash.
Other discussion to the resolution or the process that we are undertaking to consider it?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just offer a couple of suggestions. I know you haven't moved this yet, so it's an amendment to change it would not necessarily be an order, but just to give you an idea of what I think, or at least as I read it, where I think some of the problems with it are. I'm not an attorney. I know that you are, and maybe a few of you are, but I do know, and I've been involved with state government enough to know that when we put these sorts of things in writing, it's asking members to vote on it. They're basically saying that they agree with these statements, which generally I agree with what you're doing. And I think our letter denouncing this early on kind of indicates that we are. But what I mean is, like, for instance, 2.5 to 2.9, I actually would probably remove that entire paragraph. It says, due to the threat of violence, we would be, by voting for this, we would be saying that we know that there was a threat of violence in all of these places. I don't know that there was. We haven't had hearings on that. We haven't taken information. So it's difficult for us to come to a conclusion that there was a threat of violence. I don't even know for a fact that there was a threat of violence at our state capitol here in Minnesota. I do know that there was some proposed protests that were supposed to happen. I think one of them maybe did happen over the course of those days. I'm not sure a second one even did happen, but I don't know that there was an actual threat of violence per se. And so for us to say that, I think might be leading to a conclusion that we don't have evidence to back up. And I'm not saying that there couldn't have been violence. There certainly could have been. And I think we all want to speak out against this situation and what happened. I also want to speak out against threats of violence, but I don't know specifically that we received threats of violence. And I don't know that we've had a hearing where we've taken testimony on the record where we have received information that there were threats of violence. So I just don't know if members would be comfortable with that sort of thing. I would take out 2.18 to 2.20. I agree with Representative Barr. I'm not a constitutional expert, although I'm going to look into that particular issue. I do trust him, however. If we're a democracy, then this, or excuse me, if we're a republic, then it needs to say attacks on our constitutional republic. You could change the language to say that the democratic foundations of our constitutional republic, if you really want to use the word democracy. But I think we do owe it to ourselves to be accurate in our descriptions of what's happening. 2.3 and 2.4, whereas an explosive device was found and disarmed. I don't know, do we know for sure that those were explosive devices? Were they decoys? I know that there were devices that looked like explosive devices that were found. I don't know if they were disarmed. Have we taken that information in here, or is that something that's just commonly known? And I haven't watched all the news reports, so maybe this one is, but I don't know if that was commonly accepted that is a fact. The word mob, I think we can argue about whether that should be used or whether there's a different word. It doesn't necessarily, I think the people who entered the Capitol and the people who caused destruction, and if they had an intent of stopping our democracy or preventing certification of electoral votes, those are crimes. And those things need to be denounced in no uncertain terms, and those things need to be prevented from ever happening again. I don't want to use words that would make it sound, because I do know that people were there who were, I have a cousin who was there who was praying and had no idea that people were even entering the Capitol or that there was any sort of violence. And she would speak out against that completely, but she was part of a prayer group that just happened to be at that thing at the same time. She is not part of a mob, and I wouldn't want to lump people into this that were not, that didn't have criminal intent and were not there for the intent of derailing our democracy or preventing harm or damage to people. 1.9 and 1.10, this Capitol police officer who was unfortunately killed during these events, it says that he was murdered by members of the mob. We have legal the people, people will be tried and I assume they will be convicted, but until that has happened, I don't know that we can use the word that they murdered him. Maybe there's a different way to phrase that. And I'm not trying to get around to say that, you know, this didn't happen or they didn't cause it. I believe they did, but I also do believe in the foundations of our system of government here that, that ensures that these people get a day in court and they get to, you know, so I don't think we can come to a conclusion that they murdered him until a court says that they've murdered him, which I believe will happen. But those are the sorts of little things. And I think they are little things. I think they're just little word changes that would kind of put this in a format that I would be willing to support.
Thank you, Representative Dowd. We will take the time to prepare another potential draft that we hope can achieve some level of bipartisan support. I'm not sure that all of the comments that we've heard today are things that are reasonable from our perspective. Sometimes you can nitpick or minimize enough words to eventually not say anything at all. And I think that is something we are resistant to doing. So we want to be clear about the character of this event in Washington, D.C. and how it relates to the election. But we are not attempting to do so in a way that is a stick in the eye or unnecessarily incendiary. The point is to be fair and accurate, but to characterize it in for what it was. Representative Dowd.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I do really appreciate that. And I do, you know, as I look through what I just suggested, you know, under the kind of be it resolved portion from 2.10 on, the only thing that I'm suggesting be removed would be 2.18 to 2.20. And I think the author has already suggested that they'd be open to that on the floor. And really, I think the part of this that's more relevant to us here in Minnesota is 2.15 and 2.17. I don't have an issue with that. I think that's our perfectly reasonable for us to take that. And the only other suggestion would be to fix that so we're technically correct on that this is a republic, if that's actually the case. And I'm trusting Representative Barr that it is the case. Other than that, you know, these whereases, I think, are a little, they're not the meat of this resolution. And I think, I actually think, and I hope you realize that in good spirit, I'm trying to give you real suggestions that I think could get unanimous support from the legislature. And I'm not trying to water this down in any way, shape, or form. And I hope you see that just with the suggestions that I've made. We're really committed to, you know, we've already made a strong statement. We feel like we've done that. We did it early, but we're certainly willing to participate in this because we think these are actions that should be condemned loudly and broadly.
Well, okay. So what I'm going to do is I do not believe that we can make amendments to this resolution in committee in a timely manner for the reviser to prepare it for floor action today. We could, in theory, take up amendments on the floor to address these issues, but I think it requires more thought and time that is better suited for committee work. So what I would like to do is return the committee to potentially as early as tomorrow, if we can resolve it quickly enough, in order to finalize the resolution and move it forward so that when it does go to the floor, the substantive work that we've discussed here can at least be incorporated to the extent that we can, and we do it in an orderly fashion. I know that is not what the resolution author prefers, but I think it is necessary for us to do it in good order. So I'm not going to move the resolution right now. We will return to this in committee with another draft that we hope will get closer to a bipartisan response that's still meaningful, and we will take it up on the floor when it is ready or as close to ready as we can make it in this committee.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to take that approach and to continue working on this together. I just wanted to thank Representative Dowd for the suggestions. I think many of those struck me as very reasonable and things that we could work on. We did vet this factually with nonpartisan staff and independent news media, so our intent is certainly not to try to have individuals make statements that they don't have support for, but happy to try to work on those elements to try to get comfort that everyone believes that the whereas clauses are absolutely factual.
Representative Barr, I'll go to you and then we will adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What format or how do you want us to submit suggested changes to? And do you want us to email Representative Long or to you or through the committee chair, CA? How do you want us to do that?
Representative Barr, I would advise any member who is interested in participating in this conversation to be directly in touch with Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Okay, thank you, members, for the conversation. We are adjourned.